Hello and welcome. My name is Gino Barbaro, one of the co-founders of Jake and Gino, and I have an exciting how-to this afternoon. Jake is not with me, but I've got a special guest, Craig Strom, also known as the Income Engineer, certified financial planner, paralegal at Barth Calderon. And Craig, you know, welcome to the show. We're going to be talking about how to maximize whole life and how to utilize it, you know, with when you're purchasing real estate. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I absolutely love it. I love this. I love actually anytime I get a chance to talk to you in person instead of just listening to your book in my earpiece. Yes.
So he's talking about the Wheel of Our Profits book. And, you know, let's talk about whole life and just talk about real quick some of the benefits to whole life before I want to get into my story of how I had gotten it years and years ago. And it was actually by mistake and one of the better mistakes that I've made in my financial life. So just jump in, give us some of the benefits of whole life and how you're using it with your clients.
I really appreciate that. Whole life insurance has been around for a long, long time. For example, before the 401k was born 44 years ago, our grandmas, grandpas, and great grandpas, they had whole life insurance. Whole life and whole life companies have been around for hundreds of years. And in recent years, in the last 20, 30 years, the use of whole life insurance, especially in the real estate space, as an alternate asset class, insulated from, you know, market ups and downs, that offers benefits that can be used in the real estate world, that in the last 20, 30 years has really taken off. Folks, especially in the real estate world, have been able to see it. Some of the benefits, for example, just very secure. There's companies, again, that have been around for 150 plus years that have never missed a profitable year. That's a pretty secure place to have your money. It's almost like banks keep their money there, like Bank of America, Wells Fargo, et cetera. So cash value in these policies grows on a tax favored basis when they're designed properly. There's tax free dividends and tax free withdrawals and tax free collateral loans available. That's the big ticket on this type of an asset class that you can't get in most any other thing. So there's some really good, useful living benefits to cash value life insurance and the whole life policies.
That's a great point. Me and Jake would always say it's a living benefit and a death benefit. Yes. And one of the things that I like about whole life insurance is it's a non-correlated asset. And I think people may get confused sometimes. It's not an investment. It's an asset on your balance sheet. And when we talk about baby money soldiers, we're always making that an acronym of every time you have a dollar, there are things that you can do with that dollar. You can go out, you can buy operating expenses, you can pay for your lifestyle, you can invest your money. And we've been tricked, Craig, over the last several years that every single dollar needs to be at risk. And I think that is really dangerous. People don't have enough reserves. And I view my whole life insurance policy as a cash management strategy, as a way to put money aside. And it's there. If I need it, I have access to it. And if I don't need it, it sits there. It has that death benefit. And there's so many other benefits to it. You want to share any stories with any clients or how you've been able to use your policy over the last couple of years?
I do. But I want to go back to what you said, the baby money soldier. So you put the soldier in that mutual whole life policy. That soldier is in there ready to be deployed when and if you need that soldier. But the key is in that vehicle, you have guaranteed access to deploy other people's soldiers. By using collateral lending from the life insurance company, you can use their soldiers and still leave your soldiers in reserve, safe, protected. I think your analogy with the baby money soldiers is fantastic. Just the cash value whole life policies just allow you to use other people's soldiers, namely the life insurance company. I really wanted to share this with you. I love sharing this story. I have used my personal mutual whole life policy a number of times. I've used it to invest in real estate, multiple real estate purchases, in here in California. And yet the big one that stands out to me is having a conversation with a very good friend. I was a crazy fishing kind of guy, you know, years ago. And I asked my friend William, how you doing? And he was kind of down. And I said, well, what's going on? He says, I just got an invitation to take over this entire marina in Arizona, where he would become the fishing guru. And he just needed $90,000 to stock a store that they were going to give him. He just needed all the merchandise. And I said, well, great. When are you going to get started? He says, nobody's going to give me a loan. I'm not going to get a loan for $90,000. And I said, no, I asked you, when are you going to get started if you could get a loan? And he says, Craig, I'm not even going to look at it. I said, come on, William, answer the question. He says, I'd get started in probably 3 weeks. I have my entire inventory ready to go. And I contacted my mutual whole life insurance company. I did a loan from the life insurance company, collateralized my policy at a nice favorable interest rate. And I asked my friend William, I said, would it be fair that I charged you 9%? Because you know that your loan would be a whole lot higher than that if you tried to get a loan. And he said, yeah, that's fair. And I lent him the money through my life insurance policy arrangement to start his business. And he paid me off rapidly, within 2 or 3 years, faster than he ever expected. He now runs the entire marina and makes a very good living as a fishing guru on the lake in Arizona. Pretty amazing stuff. And I made a nice 9% return, right, on the loan. And my baby money soldiers stayed inside my whole life policy while I put the life insurance company's money in that business deal. So I just love it. It's just that kind of stuff is, that was an exciting time. And I always love to see the success of those kind of things.
And what I would say is you actually deployed mercenaries, not baby money soldiers. The bank has mercenaries because you're lending money and you that's have to pay a mercenary to fight for you. So that's what you're basically doing. They're out there.
That's a great way to put it.
Yes, it's
okay, trademark that right now, Gino. Trademark that right now.
Well, I don't know if you get any better than the income engineer. I mean, I like the income engineer personally, so that's another great catchy topic. But what I'd like to share with the listeners is my story with whole life, and it's a long time ago, back in the year 2000. I remember sitting down with a financial planner. He says you should get whole life. Had no idea what that was. Started funding a policy at that time. And in 2008, I remember the great crash came about and I had an opportunity. Yep. I wanted to start investing in real estate, but I didn't have the capital. But I forgot. I was saving money in a whole life policy. So my first two duplexes that I bought up in Rochester back in 2008, I borrowed the money from the policy, bought the duplexes. Now, those duplexes didn't make me become a millionaire. I didn't retire off of those two duplexes. But what it gave me was it gave me a start in real estate. It gave me the ability to see that I have proof of concept. I ended up paying the loans back before I sold the properties. So I refunded the cash value in there. And then what ended up happening was I ended up selling the properties and, you know, the rest is history. 2 years later, after that, I needed a, when I paid off the cash value and I receded the cash value, I needed a $75,000 letter of credit from the bank when Jake and I did our third deal. I was completely tapped out. I had no money. The bank says, we'll collateralize your cash value, sign it over. They never had to take anything out. They collateralized that cash value and for a year didn't touch it. But that was just a saving grace for me because I didn't have the ability to go out. And how much would it have cost me if I had to take a loan? Probably double, triple that. But that peace of mind having it in there. And the only issue that I had early on is because I didn't have the right financial mindset. I always looked at it as an expense. Well, why would I take
as an
whole
expense,
life?
Right.
Every year I'm putting money into this. It seems like I'm putting into a dark hole, but it's just like real estate. When you start investing in a business or real estate, you don't get paid back day one. It takes a couple of years for you to start seeing the fruits of your labor. And I think it's a really good analogy with whole life. It's really a cash manager strategy. It's a long-term asset that you're buying it. You're putting money into it today. You're getting that death benefit for years to come. So if something ever happens, you're protecting your family, you're keeping liquidity, and you're actually having your baby money sold in reserve that if you do have an opportunity and if you had your baby money soldiers in a 401k, you wouldn't be able to go out and use them for that opportunity.
Nope.
You're able to actually pull them out of the policy and use them in any opportunity that comes about. Craig, wrap up the show for me. Let me know what else you think about whole life. And, you know, finally, let the listeners know where they can get a hold of you as well.
Well, everybody can always reach me because I have my name spelled with a K. I'm fortunate that I own craigstrom.com. So you can get me Craig with a K at craigstrom.com. And I'm easy to find on Google. I'm usually the first 5 or 6 pages of Google. So the piece that I wanted to say as far as a wrap up is really just to highlight what you were bringing up there, Gino, that you went to a bank in a difficult situation, right? So we all think about this as real estate investors. How many times does the bank put us in a difficult situation? All the time, because that's their job. The underwriter's job is to turn the screws a little bit and to tweak things, right? But you went to a bank in a difficult situation and said, oh, by the way, I have this whole life insurance policy. And they said, oh, sure, we'd love to have that as collateral. How easy was that? Mm-hmm. I mean, if you look at whole life insurance from just the lens of the banking industry and how easy that was, it tells you something about that asset class. I guess that's the way I'd like to wrap it up, that whatever you might have heard that is a negative, just remember that Bank of America, Wells Fargo, and every other huge bank out there, they look at whole life insurance very differently. And maybe we want to take a lead from them now and then and wonder why. So I'll leave it with that.
And what I would say is, if you have a policy and you want to make sure your policy is maximized, reach out to Craig. I'm going to leave his information in the show notes as well. And if you're looking at certain policies, you may start out with a term that's convertible to whole life. I think it fits into every picture. And I'll leave it with this. The best time to invest and buy a whole life policy is 20 years ago. The next best time is today. As we continue to put it off, it gets more and more expensive. So, Craig, thanks for being on the show. And as Jake likes to always say, real people doing real deals. Thanks, Craig.
Awesome. You're welcome. See you soon.